Nolte, Trump Wants Paramount, Brett Ratner to Make Rush Hour 4. By John Nolte on November 24, 2025. President Trump is pushing Paramount to restart the Rush Hour franchise, nearly 20 years after the most recent sequel hit theaters in 2007. On a $35 million budget, Rush Hour grossed $245 million. Rush Hour 2 cost $90 million and grossed $347 million. Rush Hour 3 cost anywhere between $125 and $180 million and grossed $258 million, so that one might have lost money. It also wasn't very good. But in this era of nostalgia that is buried in legacy sequels, there's little doubt a Rush Hour 4 would make money. Doesn't matter that Jackie Chan is 71 or that Chris Tucker is 54. So, why is Trump interested in, of all things, a Rush Hour sequel? Well, the president is a fiercely loyal man. And Ratner just directed a $40 million documentary about First Lady Melania Trump, who is also one of the movie's producers. Amazon won the bidding war for what's been advertised as an inside look at the First Lady as she orchestrates inauguration plans, navigates the complexities of the White House transition, and re-enters public life with her family. With exclusive footage capturing critical meetings, private conversations, and never-before-seen environments, Melania showcases Mrs. Trump's return to one of the world's most powerful roles. Melania will hit theaters all around the world this January and then stream exclusively on Amazon Prime. Ratner also filmed his 2011 hit comedy Tower Heist in Trump Tower. Outside of personal loyalty and a desire to break the left's ongoing blacklists, Trump might also want to see Rush Hour 4 for cultural reasons. The franchise's big appeal is the culture clash between Chan and Tucker, which is handled with affection and humor. Rush Hour mines huge laughs out of cultural differences, which forces us to come together as we laugh at ourselves. This Norman Lear approach to race, ethnicity, and creed is healthy and unifying, which is the exact opposite of the current regime in Hollywood. A woke Gestapo that uses the shallowness of identity as a cudgel to alienate, shame, and divide. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.